What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, the Next Generation, episode 44. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
And this is our third annual Howdy Radio, the Next Generation WrestleMania Prediction Spectacular.
Boom.
Yeah. 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
That's super cool. We really only been doing this for about 2 years, but like one of our very first episodes
It was like the third episode or something like that.
So now this is our third one in a row, which is super cool. So WrestleMania, it is WrestleMania weekend. Today when we're recording this, it's Saturday. It's the day before WrestleMania. That means we watch a whole lot of wrestling.
A lot.
From the couple days leading up to WrestleMania. Yeah. That's our tradition. What do you like about watching WrestleMania over the weekend? What do you like so much about WrestleMania? Why do we dedicate this much time to talking about it like
this? Well, one thing that I definitely like about going through and watching all kinds of stuff is I realized how much stuff I haven't seen.
Oh,
and like those, like I know that I've seen a lot of WrestleManias, and I've seen a lot of like WrestleMania like 20. Like I know like some matches in there, but then like I didn't know that John Cena fought Big Show. That like I didn't know those kind of things, and it's cool that's like I think I know things about certain WrestleManias, and then I realize I don't know all of that kind of stuff.
It's one of those things like being a kid and being into wrestling. I mean, it's not just Lane. It was when I was younger, and it's pretty much every kid that gets into wrestling. Like nobody that gets into wrestling just gets into like the current wrestling.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to watch the old stuff and like know the history about everything.
Yeah.
And even me, like, I've been watching WrestleMania all my life. I haven't, since I've started watching it, I haven't not watched one.
Yeah.
But even still, like, when we go back and do these marathons throughout the weekend leading up to the current WrestleMania, like, there's still parts that, like, I totally forgot this match.
Yeah.
I totally, cause, I mean, it's not all
And some of those
memorable
matches are really good matches, but those just weren't the main event matches that you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were some crazy matches that were, like, I think WWE posted on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, like, what was your favorite WrestleMania opening match? And, like, there were multiple that I was like, I completely forgot about that match, and I remember how amazing that match was.
Yeah. So WrestleMania is cool. So if you're not a big, you know, like, a sports fan, like, they have the World Series, and football has the Super Bowl, and, like, I mean, those are both fun and all. But I'm not a huge fan of either of those things.
Yeah.
So to me, like, when WrestleMania... And it used to just be like WrestleMania, but now it's turned into a whole weekend thing.
Yeah.
So WrestleMania weekend is one of my favorite weekends out of the year. I love watching the old WrestleManias again. I love, you know, doing this kind of stuff, talking about what's coming up. Things are a little different now because there's a lot of other companies that are running shows on WrestleMania weekend. There's a big ROH show tonight. I mean, pretty much every company is in New York also running shows, which is really cool. And I've been kind of torn between that because, you know, we only have X amount of time to watch wrestling this weekend. And there's more stuff to watch than I have time for. So do I watch WWE's product? Because it is WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
So my attention should be on WWE and their product. But I also love these little indie companies, too. Like, that's my favorite
thing.
Or Joey
Ryan's Penis Party.
Yeah, there was one last night called Joey Ryan's Penis Party. You can Google it if you want. I was kind of leery about typing that into the search bar on Fight TV the other day. But at least it was just on Fight TV and not, like, a Google search. Because you'd get all kinds of weird stuff for that. So, yeah, we've watched part of the NXT show that took place last night, but I went to a concert last night, so I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but we're going to finish it up. So far, what we've seen was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure that it'll be just like last year, that the NXT show will be better than WrestleMania itself will be my guess of what happens. So what else? There's the big ROH and New Japan Super Show tonight, which is super cool because it's happening at Madison Square Garden in New York. WWE is in the same area for WrestleMania, but they're at, like, the big stadium. So ROH and New Japan came in and booked Madison Square Garden for a show, and that really made WWE mad because no other wrestling company has ran a show out of Madison Square Garden for a very long time. And it was kind of like a gentleman's agreement that WWE and MSG are like, you know, BFFs. So from what I understand, like the WWE guys got really mad at Madison Square Garden for allowing them booking this show WrestleMania weekend that is, you know, their competition.
But they probably gave them so much money to be able to book them instead of the E. Like, that had an insane amount of money.
So, but, I mean, this it's nothing but good for the fans, fan-wise. Yeah. I mean, for the fans, it's great.
Like, this whole entire week is just full of stuff. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be, you know, where WrestleMania is and get to go to WWE Access. Like, that looks so cool. They've got, like, Macho Man's boots that he wore at WrestleMania 3.
Did you see the new statue that they announced?
Yeah.
It was Roddy Piper.
Yeah, it looks weird. I think statues look weird that they make like that. So what else? So, yeah, so it's kind of a time thing of what do we watch. Like, tonight's the Hall of Fame for WWE. And to be honest, that's got kind of boring over the last few years. Yeah. It's so long, and it's, I don't know, but like DX and the Hart Foundation, I want to see theirs, but I think I'll wait until it's over, and that way I can just like skip to that part and watch just that part instead of watching all the other stuff. So tonight is the ROH pay-per-view that's on Fight, and it's a $40 pay-per-view, which is pretty expensive, all considering, you know, how we're used to doing pay-per-views with WWE at this point. It's just a part of the WWE network. We haven't, you know, spent $40 on a pay-per-view since the WWE Network became a thing.
Since 2014.
Yeah.
It's 5 years now.
But, you know, I feel like it's, you know, my duty as a wrestling fan. Like, I gotta support this other company and, you know, put my money towards them so that they can all kind of do better with what they're doing. I wish All Elite Wrestling, I wish AEW had, you know, something going on this weekend.
They weren't just a t-shirt company.
Yeah.
Well, they do have a t-shirt sale this week with Pro Wrestling Tees.
Of course they do. I don't know. I haven't heard them showing up in anything so far this weekend. Not that I'm aware of. Maybe the ROH show tonight. They haven't showed up in ROH since their contract ran out. So I don't know if they would do a run in there or not. We might not see them all weekend, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe not.
That's kind of a bummer because I feel like this whole AEW thing like started off really strong, and now I'm like, can we just get to the point like where they have a TV show and like we can watch the product because it's getting a little stale to be honest with you. But that's all right. We're here to talk about WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania weekend, not All Elite Wrestling weekend. Yes. So I think that's pretty much all we have to say, but right?
Before like we get into like the actual predictions and stuff, it was so not on the topic of wrestling, but just something that we've been doing like this month.
Mm-hmm.
So the new Avengers movie comes out on the 27th, and there was a post that was like made by IGN that said, if you watch one Marvel movie each day until Avengers Endgame comes out, you will be completely caught up on the franchise.
So you guys are going for it.
Yeah, so we're three movies in, 3 days in a row. I was completely, because I had a junior high dance last night, so I was like completely pooped out.
Did
like,
you dance with anybody?
I dance with my friends.
Oh, any girlfriends?
No.
All right.
But like, I got home and I was like super duper tired. I just wanted to like go downstairs and chill with some of my friends.
Yeah. Did you get any pictures or anything?
I took a video of like the end dance battle.
Okay.
But
did Levi win the end dance battle again this year?
Well, I don't think that Willie was a deciding winner because he forgot to do it, and then it was like 10 minutes left. And, like, they try to do it. And at the end, just, like, everybody dances on that song.
So, good but, junior high dance. That was your that was your first junior high dance because you're a seventh grader this year, right?
That was my third junior high dance this year.
There's been three of them this year?
Yeah, and that was my last one of seventh grade.
Oh, okay.
So,
I guess I forgot about the other two.
Those Halloween.
Oh, yeah,
and then the Valentine's Day, but that was another one.
Gotcha.
But, it was, so I came home, and Tyler just, like, I knocked on the door. He wouldn't ask, like, three times. It was kind of annoying.
Oh, yeah.
He opened the door. I was like, okay, I'm going downstairs to play with my friends. He's like, no, I stayed home from a bonfire to watch this movie, which the movie wasn't even, like, we watched The Incredible Hulk, which is not the best one.
Yeah.
But it was an okay movie. So
you got to watch them all if you're going to do it that
but
way.
It was funny how, like, that was the one that we're like, no, we're watching it right now. So all the other ones we've watched it in like daytime.
Gotcha.
But this was like 9:30 at night. Like, we're watching this movie. Mm-hmm. Don't care if it's 2 hours long.
So you watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Didn't fall asleep or anything?
Nope.
Wow. Cool.
Yep.
So that'll be fun watching all those movies and going to see the movie.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll throw in there also before we get to the predictions is I got a Sega Genesis today. The only downside is I don't have a power cord for it, so I can't play with it until that comes in the mail in a couple days. But I bought one off OfferUp. I've talked about my little retro video game area that I've got going on, which has a Nintendo hooked up and a PlayStation 2 hooked up to a CRT TV VCR combo. So I've been trying to, you know, kind of build up that little area again. So the next one on my list was a Sega Genesis, and I found a good deal on it. I got it today, minus the power cord. But I got a good deal. I got the Genesis, and it's a second generation Genesis, which is different than I always had the first gen when I was a kid. And when I rebought a Genesis later in my life, it was a first gen. So kind of, I think it's actually kind of cool to have a different one this time around. For the longest time, I was looking, I was like, okay, I got to have a first gen because that's what I had when I was a kid.
What are like the differences? It's kind of just like the way
it looks. Yeah. It was just a little bit different look to the actual console itself. No difference in performance or anything whatsoever. Actually, I think the Gen 2 and the Gen 3s actually stand up better than, or work longer than the Gen 1s do. So
that's probably why you get those now than the Gen 1s.
So it's kind of cool to actually have a different one.
Yeah.
I got the Genesis. It came with two controllers. One is the regular Sega 3 button controller, and the other one was a third-party controller with like turbo buttons and crap like that. Which is fine, because most of the time it'll just be me playing it. So as long as I got the one good controller.
Well, there is Mortal Kombat, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 3.
And it came with Jurassic Park, complete in box with the cartridge manual and box. And what was the other? Sports Talk Baseball, which, whatever. I actually had that game when I was a kid. It was the first baseball game that had commentary to it, where they like, oh, it's a hit. It's a two-base home run or something or another. And I remember if I remember correctly, the voices were like really terrible. Like you would get a hit and like you'd be rounding like second base and they'd be like, it's a hit. And that's how I remember that going. And then it also had Mrs. Pac-Man.
That sounds like EA now voice acting.
You're right. And Mrs. Pac-Man, and it came with Mortal Kombat 3, which is awesome. Although it was not complete in box, and the sticker on the cartridge is like almost all the way peeled off. So the collector in me is like, I'm still going to be buying Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 complete in box. So this one will just, it'll hold me
all of those for Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
You might just want to, maybe you just buy the like collectors, whatever it's called, like Ultimate Edition, the trilogy.
That didn't come out for Sega Genesis. Oh. That came out for PlayStation.
I thought I was so smart.
Yeah, you're on to something. That's all right. So here in the next couple days, I'll have a working Sega Genesis. I just got to wait for the AC adapter to come in. Even with the money that I had to spend on the AC adapter, it was still a good deal for everything I got. So I'm pretty happy with it. I had to drive a little ways away to get it, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's get Taggart on the call here with us, on the show here with us. And we're going to go through all the matches from our pro wrestling scorecards prediction sheet. And we're going to talk all about WrestleMania 35. All right, here we go. Welcome to the show, Mr. Brian Taggart. What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Are you having a good WrestleMania weekend so far?
Yeah. The NXT show was pretty awesome last night.
Yeah, we're about halfway through it. We haven't got to see the whole thing yet, but so far, really good.
Oh, man. You're going to love that last match.
That's what I've heard from... I know who wins it already. I've already been spoiled, but that doesn't mean I don't want to still watch it.
And I was thinking about it because we were watching it during lunch, and I saw that like that was one of the matches. I was like, wait a minute. Weren't we the first people to see them in one-on-one action at the house show that we were at?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, we were.
Yeah, we were.
But isn't that like crazy to think about? Yeah. And now they're like fighting at like their WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's how that works. Crazy. They when they do those house shows and stuff,
how they work with each other.
Yeah, they use house shows to, you know, to start learning how to work a match
and
together.
Didn't
and
the War Raiders go against the?
Yeah, I think so.
At the house show too.
Yeah. So, let's see. We've got you looking forward to WrestleMania, Taggart?
Some of it.
Yeah.
See, that's how I am too.
Just a heads up real quick. Our audio might sound a little different this time. Taggart's on his phone, and I was not able to find headphones, so it's probably not going to be the best sounding.
I'm on location.
Yeah, outside his house. That's about it.
Because he likes outside. Because
it's nice outside.
Yes.
Well, And I feel weird doing it with the kid inside. He's a
Gotcha.
teenager, and yeah.
Right on. All right. So tonight's ROH. We got NXT was last night. Hall of Fame tonight. You looking forward to the Hall of Fame?
Meh.
Yeah, same.
Every time.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
It'd be cool to see DX get inducted.
Mm-hmm. Like we were saying, we'll probably watch that tomorrow to where we can kind of just fast forward to the parts that we want to see instead of watching the whole 5 hour long show. That's just too much. So let's get down to the main event, what we're here for, and that is the third annual Howdy Radio, the Next Generation WrestleMania Prediction Spectacular featuring Ooh. Brian Taggart. You're on last year's too. Did you do the first year with us?
I don't know. I don't think I did the first year.
I think it was just me and Lane on the first one, but I know
and
you did last year.
And then we did last year, and then you guys did your guys.
And then immediately following WrestleMania last year was the first and only episode of the Unknown Wrestling Podcast, which we have kicked around the idea of recording episode 2 Sunday night after Mania, so that might happen. We'll make it a yearly episode is what it is. All right. Let's do it. Let's pick some winners. Taggart, have you had a chance to look over the scorecard yet, or am I just going to read it off and you pick from there, or what?
Just read it off. I have not had a chance to look at the scorecard yet.
There's two pages that we've got here from our good friends at Pro Wrestling Scorecards on the Twitter. They do an amazing job on these scorecards, so that's what we're going to read down, and we're going to pick our winners. We're going to start on the second page because there's more big matches on... I'm sorry. Yeah, there's more... Whatever. Yep, we'll get there.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a couple matches that are going to be on the kickoff show. So that's where we'll start. And we got there's a men and a women's battle royal is what we're looking at here. There's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and then there's the women's battle royal. Why doesn't the women's battle royal have a superstar's name attached to it the way the men's does?
Oh, no.
It was Fabulous Moolah, but then they took it off.
That's right, because she was a terrible human being that shouldn't have had her name attached to stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. So what about, like, make it like the China Battle Royal or something?
Yeah, or Mae Young. They got the Mae Young.
Well, they already had the Mae Young Classic.
My vote is for China is who that I think that should be. Or Lita, although Lita's not dead.
I think they should do China because she's like... big, like how Andre was, and like he was the big, like, better than everyone.
Come on, WWE, get with
it. Yeah, geez.
All right, so there's the men's battle royal, and down here at the bottom of our scorecard, it gives some people that are in the men's battle royal. I'll go through some of them. Braun Strowman, there's a couple guys from SNL in the match. The guys that host Weekend Update on SNL will be in this match, so that will be terrible. Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, Tyler Breeze, Jinder Mahal, Bobby Roode, Shelton Benjamin, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, Matt and Jeff Hardy. You know, all the people that nobody cares about. Who do you think is going to win that one?
I'm going to say Strowman.
That's what I got, too.
I have Mustafa Ali. All
right. So there's our first match.
Possible.
I'm always the person that doesn't choose. Because Braun is like the big guy. He already has one win also. He won last year.
Did he win last year?
Almost certain he won last year.
You might be right.
But you never know. If they might pull a Brock and he'll win 45 years in a row.
I don't know, man. What about one of them guys from SNL? They have a chance of winning, right? How stupid.
As much as everybody else does, I imagine.
I guess. Except for they're two very unfunny people from a very unfunny television show. All right. Then there's the women's... China Memorial Battle Royal, and that's got not as many people listed. There's Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Lana, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Nikki Cross, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Mickey James. Who you got?
Oh, you got the Vega person, the Street Fighter person.
Oh, yeah.
Who's literally just Vega from Street Fighter.
I'm picking Lana.
Why?
Because Lana's number one or something like that.
Lana's awesome. Lana number one.
You got
to choose.
I'm going to Asuka.
Yeah.
Because she just lost the bell. So.
Which is why I don't think she'll win the Battle Royal.
But that's not really like a championship.
Yeah, I know. All right. So those are the two Battle Royals. And that'll be so exciting. I feel like we're really underselling WrestleMania this year. Like, we're just doing this to get through it. And I feel bad that that's kind of how we're doing it. So I'm going to try to be more positive. All right. How about this awesome singles matchup next with Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre? Holy crap, people.
Oh, my God. Hey, this this is Roman Reigns, like, because he just came back from battling leukemia.
Yeah, so that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. And I also, it hadn't really occurred to me that Roman Reigns headlined like the last four WrestleManias.
Yeah, against Brock Lesnar.
And that's too many. That's too many.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. So Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Of course, Roman Reigns.
Yeah. That's what I put too.
Taggart.
I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre.
What?
Of course. Why?
At the same time, I can't say nothing because Taggart wins these prediction cards way more than I do.
Time.
Yeah, so it's stupid for me to be like, "Are you serious?" Because he's probably right because I'm usually wrong. So
McIntyre's getting a huge push right now, so I think it's gonna be him.
I know, but the other guy just came back from battling leukemia,
which might just be a work.
He got his little.
It's not. He
that, but
it definitely was not a work.
He just took off time to go make a movie.
No, he didn't film any of that because of that.
Okay.
The views expressed in this podcast are solely Brandon Wiley's and not the...
We don't have to do anything with this.
Yeah. All right. Up next is Kurt Angle's farewell match. And he is fighting the almighty Baron Corbin. What an awesome match that will be. I got Corbin because, of course, if it's your retirement, because if it's your retirement match, you go out on your back. That's how the business works. So, I got Baron Corbin winning.
Cut winning.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Kurt.
All right. Can Kurt Angle still wrestle?
He's been like wrestling on Raw and SmackDown like frequently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Like actual like singles matches, like actually good matches against people.
Okay. Cool. I have not watched WWE, and I haven't watched it since the Royal Rumble is the last time I really sat down and
watched
the show.
Which wasn't great wrestling either.
No. So I knew going into the scorecard that I didn't know enough about the storylines to make educated guesses. So, oh well. AJ Styles versus Randy Orton.
If you go to the match extras for the cut match, it says, does Corbin get replaced in match? If so, who replaces Corbin?
Oh.
So why is the simulation that he's going to be replaced?
I don't know. They must have been talking about it or something. Yeah.
I really hope he does.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be the person that he goes out with.
And one of the things is, does Angle get post-match fireworks? No, that is not in the WWE budget any longer to pay for.
But it is WrestleMania. They do make an exception for WrestleMania.
They save
at the beginning and at the end, not like in the middle for cutting.
They save up all of their firework money for one show a year.
Yeah.
All right, AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. I got AJ Styles.
I have AJ Styles.
Yeah, I'm going to go with AJ.
All right. Yeah, okay. I think that's our first unanimous decision there is that we all think AJ is going to win. That means that's not going to happen, probably.
Yep, probably.
All right, and then we've got a Falls Count Anywhere match between Shane McMahon and The Miz. That could be a cool match. Shane is always entertaining, so that should be fun to watch.
Especially with a Falls Count Anywhere match because he can go off all kinds of
things. Yeah, so we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 matches in now, and I'm like, oh, that might be a good one.
But this is not the list of the first two matches that probably is what gonna be. But the farewell match is gonna be later in the night.
Yeah.
Like all these things are gonna be later.
I got The Miz winning this one.
I have Shane winning. No, I probably should have put The Miz because Shane beat up Miz and his dad. So Miz is probably gonna win the full redemption.
He beat up Miz's dad?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, at the Royal Rumble.
That's mean.
He got mad because they lost, and it's like, boom, and he did all the fast punchies to his dad and him.
Oh, my goodness. Taggart, who you got?
I'm going to go Miz.
All right. Who'd you pick, Lane?
I said Shane on my card, but I'm probably going to change it to Miz.
Well, you got to go on record right now and make your pick. You can't probably do nothing. We can't probably pick anything.
Miz.
Picking the Miz?
Yes.
All right.
That's the pencil.
Up next is... a no-holds-barred match between Triple H with Stephanie McMahon versus Batista. Shocker. And if Triple H loses, he retires from in-ring competition.
Like, but he still will have a match after this, though?
I got Batista.
I have Trips winning.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Trips, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Triple H will lose, and they'll, like, do some big, like, farewell Triple H thing or something, and everybody will be sad, and thank you, Triple H. No. Maybe.
But it was, but this whole vibe we started because Batista showed up at Ric Flair's birthday. I beat him up.
Right.
And it's like, I was like, oh, why'd you beat up my friend?
Man.
And so now it's like, now I got to beat you.
Is he going to come out as Blue Tista?
Probably. I really hope he does.
I hope we get the return of Blue Tista.
I want to see, what you call him? Smart.
He should be Drax Tista.
What'd you call me?
He should be Drax Tista.
Oh, yes. Gotcha.
Dad doesn't watch a lot of Marvel movies.
I know what he's talking about, though. Thank you. All right, next up is the main event of the evening, Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy. I'm just kidding about it being the main event.
It's also on the kickoff show.
Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy versus Tony Ness, Nisi.
I have no idea.
Mr. Meeseeks? I don't know.
Yes, Tony Meeseeks is what we're calling him.
That's who I picked. It's Tony Nisi.
I said Buddy Murphy because I'm pretty sure he's the champion.
Probably. Taggart?
Whoever the first guy was.
Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So I don't know either one of those guys.
Okay. Now we got
Tag Team Championship. Women's Tag Team Championship. Yes. We got Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus, what is that?
The Iconics.
The Iconics versus Nia Jax and Tamina. So we got a four-way dance for the women's tag title. Sasha Banks and Bayley are the champions going into it. Who you guys got?
Sasha and Bayley.
What were the other teams? Nia Jax and Tamina.
Yeah.
Iconics.
And Beth Phoenix and Natalya.
Beth Phoenix. Some of us will see them getting it. Either Sasha Banks and Bayley or the Iconics. I'm going to go Sasha Banks and Bayley.
Yeah.
That's my pick as well. So we're unanimous on that one. Yeah, I don't think we'll see a title change in that match. Yeah. I hope we don't see a title change in that match because they just won the Women's Tag Team Championship.
Yeah, because,
like,
they just got made
a month ago. Yeah, it was a brand new title like a month ago. So I hope that the people that they put the belt on first does not lose it after a month like that. I don't think that would be... That's not fair to Sasha and Bayley to have to lose the belt that fast. So hopefully Sasha and Bayley win that one.
Okay, so now you have the tag team championship for SmackDown Live. It is the Usos, I'm pretty sure are the champions, versus Ricochet and Aleister Black, versus The Bar, versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev with
Long. Man, they're just cramming everybody in this.
They are, aren't they?
Good grief. Yep. Gotta make sure they all get a payday.
I have Ricochet and Aleister Black winning this because during the NXT show they lost, like they got all sad because they were leaving because that was the last match. So I think it was like confirmed that they're probably gonna win this match.
I also have Ricochet and Aleister Black winning this match. Not so much because that really is my prediction, but this one is more of just I really want them to win, so that's why.
Yeah, that's how I am with some of these things.
Ricochet's like my favorite WWE wrestler right now, so I just wanted him to put him as
he's one of my favorite wrestlers right now, just like overall. Even though he's only in WWE, but
he's awesome.
Like the past like 5 years, like since like we've watched him, he's been really freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my favorites for sure.
Yes.
Taggart?
I'm going to go Rusev and Shinsuke.
All right.
I just got a feeling that they're due to have a belt.
All righty. Then we've got the Raw tag team titles, The Revival versus
Zack
Ryder and Curt Hawkins.
Yeah.
Versus
Curt Hawkins has never won a match.
Versus this team, versus this team. I'm waiting for the other four teams.
That's it. This one's just a regular tag match. One team versus one team. It's not a four-way dance, believe it or not.
FYI, Curt Hawkins never won a match before. He's like 0-481.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just, That's stupid.
He has a vlog on a YouTube channel about like every time that he loses.
All right. I got the revival on this one.
I have the revival as well. Even though I don't want them to, but I know they that they will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the revival too.
All right. Up next, we've got the United States Championship match, Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio.
I have Rey Mysterio winning.
I'm going to go with Joe.
What do you have, Dad?
I got Joe as well. Yep. Okay. I feel like Rey Mysterio, he just came back, and I feel like he's not there to, like, be a top guy. I don't think. I think he's
United States Championship, but not top guy.
Okay, well, that's true as well. But I think Joe's got that one.
I think he's the champion too.
Yes.
But then we got the Intercontinental Championship is Bobby Lashley with Leo Rush versus the Demon Finn Balor. So he is showing up as the Demon on Sunday. So.
Which is the first time on a PW scorecard that one of the questions is not, will Finn Balor come out as the Demon? Because it's already confirmed that he will.
Yeah.
I got the Demon on this one.
I do too.
I think Lashley is the champ at the moment, so that would be a title change.
Yeah. And Finn needs to push.
And I can't stand Bobby Lashley.
Or Leo Rush.
That's a hard one. I think I'm going to go Finn Balor too.
Right on.
Hey. Okay.
Was that unanimous? All of us, yes. Finn Balor? Cool. I hope that happens for sure. That'd be a cool thing to see Finn Balor win it.
You know what also would be cool? This next match, which is the WWE Championship match. So it's the new Daniel Bryan with Eric Rowan versus Kofi Kingston with the New Day. I have Kofi winning, and I will be very, very mad if Kofi does not win this match.
I got Daniel Bryan.
Good one for sure. That's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Daniel Bryan too.
Yeah.
They have done all this hype to try to get Kofi into this match and stuff. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if he does not win, but I will be very, very disappointed if he does not win.
Yeah, I don't see Daniel Bryan losing the belt, and I really also don't see Kofi Kingston being the big champ either.
Stranger things have happened.
That's true. Yep.
Freaking Braun Strowman and a 8-year-old won the tag team titles last time.
That's right.
It's true.
What was that kid's name?
I have no idea.
Nicholas.
And then they had to relinquish the titles because he had school and he couldn't work on it yet.
That's right. Yeah, that was weird.
Well, 10 years, the bar is gonna get those hands.
That's fair. Yeah. All right. Then the match that I know we're all waiting for the most, the Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman versus Seth Rollins. Mm. We all love a good Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah.
That doesn't put us to sleep or make us want our money back ever.
Ever.
I'm trying to lay on the sarcasm pretty heavy, just so the people know that for sure. I think we all unanimously hate Brock Lesnar and wish he would never step foot in a WWE ring ever again.
I wish he would never step foot in an entertainment, anything.
I got Brock winning.
I have Seth winning.
At least it's not Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Seth, I think.
Yeah. They've been pushing him a lot, like, about him. He's going to slay the beast.
They don't have nobody else to push, so might as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he also did win the Royal Rumble, so.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you have the main event, which is the Women's Championships for the Raw and SmackDown Live.
I think this one's going to be unanimous.
Maybe. So, I have, it's Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch.
Three-way dance. First time women have main evented WrestleMania.
For both titles.
Might as well throw that in there because that's pretty significant.
Yes.
Yeah, both titles. I guess they're unifying the titles for some apparent reason.
No, so Charlotte won the title from Asuka a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So Miss whatever her name is,
Stephanie
McMahon came out and said whoever wins the match gets both of the titles. instead of just the one. So,
okay. So Ronda Rousey is the champ, and Charlotte Flair is the champ, and Becky is not. I got Becky winning.
So I also have Becky winning.
Becky winning. Yeah. So we're unanimous on Becky winning. He's kind of the hottest thing going in WWE right now. Yeah. Everybody is really behind Becky. Yeah. So, yeah, that could hopefully that's a really good match because they're the last couple main events at WrestleMania, thanks to Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Main events have been pretty underwhelming the last couple few years for WrestleMania. So
last couple few years.
So hopefully switching it up and letting the women have main event will change that around.
Yep.
Or they're going to be like, here's your main event, although we're putting on the Brock Lesnar match after this. That wouldn't surprise me either.
Double main event. Or they'll make the Brock match like 45 minutes. And then they'll make the main event, which is the women's match, like 10 minutes long.
Yeah. Hopefully that's a good match. I'm looking forward to that match. They've, when the women end up in situations like this, they always seem to, you know, shine and do
especially
really well.
Especially like Charlotte. So like Charlotte can put on such a good match.
Yeah, same with Becky. It'll be Ronda will be the
One that
the least talented out of the bunch. Yeah. But she could still put on a good show.
This is her first is this count as a singles match?
No. Well, I guess.
Because it's one on one on one.
Yeah. I guess that would still be a singles match.
So this is, I think this is her, this is her first WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, she was in a tag team last year.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all of our predictions.
Yes.
What are you guys looking forward to the most? Any certain matches that you are looking forward to more than others? Or
I think the Kofi match is what I'm looking forward to.
Kofi versus Daniel Bryan,
Is Dean on this at all?
No. He is not.
Maybe the Battle Royal?
If he does not win the Battle Royal, I'll be pretty mad. Because he's leaving in like 3 weeks.
Well, if he's leaving, then they're not going to do him any favors right before he leaves. So,
but you can't not have him booked for WrestleMania at all.
Yeah. Well, he's not on this card, so it's not looking so good for him, I don't think.
That's annoying. That's like actually really that I think that means he's going to AEW. If he's not on this card, if he does not show up at WrestleMania at all, he's going to AEW.
I hope he does.
Jim Ross went to AEW.
Yeah, I think that's Tiger, what's your let's throw that in there. What's your thoughts on Jim Ross going to AEW?
I'm happy for him. He's not been complaining, but he's been saying on his podcast that, you know, he's been bored and wanting to get out of the house. He lost his wife a year ago you know. And
I highly recommend you watch the newest episode of Road to Double or Nothing.
Oh, I did.
You did? With Jim Ross on it? That was so cool, man. I watched it a couple times. And every time they walk up to the, like, Cody walks up to the door and, like, Jim Ross is there, I got goosebumps every time. It was so cool how they did it, I thought. I love it.
How do you do the AEW thing that he does?
And my favorite part was the very end of the episode where Cody was sitting there and the guy asked him, like, you know, why are you so obsessed with getting Jim Ross? And Cody's answer was, because he's Jim effing Ross. That's why. And I was like, yes, that is exactly right. Jim Ross is the man.
How do you do the A thing?
I marked out pretty
the outro.
I don't know.
I marked out at that part too.
Yeah, that was super cool. But you know, there's a lot of people out there saying that Jim Ross just doesn't have it anymore, and he addressed that in the little video that we're talking about. But I'll address that and say that, like, you know, I have watched some of his stuff recently where he's been calling New Japan matches, and it's not great. So I hope that's not what happens
but
to him in
he's
AEW.
Better than every single one of the WWE commentators all combined. So
it sounds like they're doing a 3-man commentating crew for AEW, and it's going to be Jim Ross,
Excalibur,
and I forget the other guy's
name. Was at the party.
It was the two guys that did the commentating for All In, and then now they're going to be adding Jim Ross into the mix as well. So I think the three of them would sound really good together. I'm looking forward to that. And not to mention the behind-the-scenes stuff that Jim Ross will be doing as well. I feel like that's just as important as him being a commentator. I think that's going to be huge for that company if you got Jim Ross working for you doing that kind of stuff.
Yep.
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 What else?
I mean, and think of it this way too. He's only been on WWE maybe twice since he came back. And, it'll be good for him. I think it'll be very therapeutic for him to be able to go out and work and call matches again. So
Yeah. And I
I'm
think he's
happy for
really
him.
looking forward to there being a new product and something different, and that he's excited to be a part of, something that's new and upcoming. And I think that'll be very beneficial to us as fans also. Yeah, I think Jim Ross is a huge, huge, huge get for them. I think that's awesome. I
I
can't
kind
wait.
of had a feeling it was going to happen, but
Yeah, I think everybody kind of saw it coming.
not me
Not
because I
Lane.
don't follow 45 different wrestling Instagram accounts.
Yeah, for some reason Lane gets mad because I know stuff that's
No,
public, just general
no,
knowledge
it's
that.
always that you say everybody knew that.
Well, I mean,
Every
when
time
you
you say
follow
that, it
stuff on
gets
the
me
internet.
aggravated because not everybody knew that.
I only know it because he tags me in
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so Tagler didn't know it until you said something. I didn't know until you
All right.
said something.
Well, there's plenty of people out there that kind of saw it coming. I
I
mean,
fo
Tiger just said he saw
I
it coming, so.
follow AEW, and I follow all
I
of those
mean,
wrestlers' pages.
he was on All In. He was at StarCast, or he was at StarCastville last year, and he's
He
being
wasn't at
reported
All
on.
In, was he?
He wasn't at All In, but he was at StarCast.
He was at All In. He said on his podcast.
Oh,
He
gotcha.
didn't commentate though. He
No.
might have been there.
He
Yeah.
was there like a guest, but yeah, he was there.
Yeah, man, there's all kinds of cool stuff happening at StarCast too. They got one of the panels they're doing is Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat talking about their trilogy of matches, and it's hosted by what?
He's doing that too,
And
Jim
yeah, Jim
Ross.
Ross is hosting. It's like the three of them doing that. And that would just be the coolest thing, man. I'd love to see that.
Want to see them like watch it over or something.
I'm gonna buy a StarCast on Fight TV this year, so we'll watch all the panels all weekend
Oh,
long.
good. We'll make a big event out of it.
Yeah, it'll be a whole weekend thing because
Yeah,
we'll be able to watch all the
that'll be
StarCast.
the WrestleMania. That's the
I was
second
just thinking
WrestleMania.
that, like earlier this week, I looked up to see if they had the StarCast package on Fight TV yet, and they do. So that's $60 for the whole weekend, which is 4 days worth of stuff. So that's pretty cool.
That's really good. It's like all the tweens and stuff like
And then
that.
Double or Nothing is $40. So $100 for the weekend. And yeah, it'll be fun to watch all the panels all week long.
I
It'll be
wanna
cool
like
to see
invite
it from this
everybody
side of it
over.
because, last year we were there and we were at the convention and at the thing. It'll be fun to sit around and like watch it on pay-per-view this year. All right, we're getting ahead of ourselves. This is WrestleMania, not Double or Nothing. Oh, we should do a first annual Double or Nothing episode when we get to that
I
point.
don't think it should be called Double or Nothing,
Yeah,
though.
because they won't always call it Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll figure that out. We should do an episode for that. That'd be fun. All right, back to WrestleMania. I'm looking forward to the Daniel Bryan match as well. Helm and Kofi, I'm sure they'll put on a good match. But I'm also surprisingly looking forward to the tag team match
Oh, yeah.
because I'd really like to see Ricochet and Aleister Black win that match.
Yeah,
If
I
they
want to
did,
see
that would
some
be a super
crazy
cool
stuff.
moment. So it's not very often that I look forward to a tag team match on a WWE card anymore because their tag team division is pretty much crap. But I think that'll be a good match. And I'm really looking forward to the women's main event. I think that'll be really cool. Not much else on the card am I really that excited about.
No.
Tiger, are you still outside?
No, I'm inside. I came back. I had to plug my phone in and it was about to die.
Oh, gotcha.
Just, yeah, that's what I it looked like you were inside with in like a couch, and then I realized I haven't heard like anything at all, so
It's a good thing.
yeah, that's a very good thing.
Yeah, I was down at 3%. I was like, yeah, I'd better plug this phone in.
Better plug it in. He went Aaron style on us this week using the cell phone instead of using an actual computer. Much better video quality than Aaron comes with. Aaron uses his phone and he doesn't even turn the light on behind him.
There's a light.
But whatever.
I mean, you have better lighting than him? Oh my goodness.
We don't even have our big lights on
Oh
today.
yeah, we don't. And we used to actually look pretty good because of the green screen. It makes us brighter.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's true.
Here soon we'll start doing the show with the green screen actually working and like showing cool stuff behind us. We'll get
Yeah.
there eventually.
And it'll make the editing process a billion times harder.
Yay. We'll
Yep.
get there. For now, it's just a cool looking green screen that hangs behind us that doesn't even quite cover the whole screen, but that's okay.
There's just like a little flap over there.
It doesn't go down far enough.
You can't get your webcam over it a little bit.
Yeah, that's we.
Oh, well, I don't feel like adjusting it now. All right, I think that's it. I don't think we have anything else to talk about, do we?
Nope.
Tiger, what's your all-time favorite WrestleMania?
Probably 15, I'd say.
15? We were watching 15 earlier today.
Cool.
13.
13's your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think mine...
13 or 30.
Mine would be probably like 14, I think.
14 is a good one.
Or... Yeah. Or 6 with Hogan and Ultimate Warrior.
That was a good one, too.
Was 14 the one with Tyson?
14 was Shawn Michaels versus Steve Austin with
and
14. Tyson.
I thought that was 13. I'm sad. I just thought that was
13 was the bloody Bret Hart and Steve Austin match.
Which is also a really good match. But so 13, 14, or 30.
30. What was it 30 that made 30?
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan, Triple H, and Batista.
Yeah.
And Randy Orton.
Cool, man. Yeah. WrestleMania. We love WrestleMania. Yay, yeah, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'm a big Stone Cold fan, so that's him and The Rock at 15.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the heel turn at 17, but that was a good match, too.
Yeah. Yep. And Austin and HBK at 14 was awesome.
You mean Michaels?
What'd I say?
Triple H, I thought.
No.
Oh, no, I said HBK is what I said.
Oh, okay.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Hey, you can't say that.
Let's wrap this stuff up.
Whoops.
Sorry. Sorry to our sponsors for using such bad language. Hopefully you don't drop us as a client now because of that S word I just dropped right there.
I'm just a guest.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's all we got. Hopefully everybody has a good WrestleMania weekend. Watch as much wrestling as humanly possible. Relive your childhood.
Even if it's not WWE.
Yeah.
Watch any type of wrestling.
Just watch a bunch of wrestling this weekend. And then get together with some friends.
I'm wearing Young Bucks pajamas right now.
There you go.
Because it's wrestling.
I'm wearing my Joey Ryan thong right now.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Yikes.
Definitely not.
You say yikes.
So get together with some friends tomorrow night and watch WrestleMania.
I need to invite some friends.
One of the women I work with, she's like, B, guess what I'm doing on Sunday? And I'm like, I don't know. It's WrestleMania day. She's like, I'm watching WrestleMania. And I'm like, what? She's not a wrestling fan. She's like, this group of friends I've been hanging out with, like, they're making like the whole big day out of it. I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. That's WrestleMania day.
We make a weekend out of it.
We do a whole weekend out of it. But so she's like, I'm so excited
on
to like,
level.
Go and watch it and stuff. And like, I was like, well, you know, there's not a whole lot of good matches on the card, so hopefully you still have fun. And I was like, the only problem is that it's super long nowadays. Like, it's like 7 hours long. She's like, oh, I'm not sitting there for 7 hours watching wrestling, which I don't blame her.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It's cool to see.
You definitely need to finish watching NXT. That was so good.
We need to watch the Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano match.
Yep.
You will definitely not be disappointed.
I wouldn't think so. Cool, fellas. So, Tiger, we'll see you tomorrow night for WrestleMania.
We just seen the coming house show. And that was a house show. That was the first time ever going against each other and how much chemistry they already had.
Yep. That will be a good one to watch. Right on. Who is that? We got somebody in the chat room named Rheingold Aked Act 2, and he said, Guten Abend. I'm sorry that I don't know what that means. Tiger, do you know what that means?
It's German.
It looks German. I don't know what that means. Guten is good.
Guten Tag.
I don't know. Good a Ben to you, too, and thanks for stopping by the chat room. Sorry, I don't know what that means. Dang, we got like international audience going on right now. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, look at all the logistics.
We need to get a translator for our
German audience. We're going to be like, welcome to Howdy Radio, the next generation, where we're huge in Germany.
Yes.
We haven't took off in the United States yet.
Yeah,
But the Germans love this show.
We have more fans in Germany than in the United States.
That's all right.
We have it.
You know you're like really appreciated is when you're appreciated somewhere else other than your home country.
In all actuality, it's the one German. We have one German fan, so we're popular in Germany.
Yeah. Tiger, don't take this away from me. I'm really excited about where we're going with this.
I am very excited. I'm excited for you as well.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Reinhold, Act 2. We appreciate you more than you will ever know. So that's all we got. Thanks for tuning in to episode 44 of Howdy Radio, The Next Generation, our third annual WrestleMania spectacular something or another.
Yeah.
And we might talk to you again in a day or two for the Unknown Wrestling Podcast episode 2 coming at you. Check out howdyinc.com for all this crap. Check out the Unknown Podcast. And if I can get Taggart to start this new music podcast with me one of these days, we'll get that rocking.
Is that not just all your podcasts?
I've hinted at that a couple of times now. I threw the Unknown Podcast guys under the bus at the end of last episode because I was mad at them for canceling. And now me and Tiger just keep talking about this podcast and we haven't started.
Obviously,
the blame is not just all on Taggart. I haven't.
Yeah, Tiger, you're the worst.
Shut up. We'll talk about it. Maybe we can get together. We'll get together and maybe get it done this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, me and Tiger's got a music podcast in the works, and it'll be out here soon. If we say that out loud on the air, then maybe that'll make it to where we have to go do it.
Yep.
I think everybody will like it from what we've
Yeah, we got about. Some really cool ideas. We really do. And hopefully it lasts more than one episode like wrestling did. That's our goal is at least two episodes.
I'm going to push for 10.
Yeah. My goal is 4, because then that will surpass Barcast also. So that would be yours longest running podcast if we did.
What is it with our podcast only lasting like one episode or three episodes?
Yeah. Most Howdy Inc. shows have only last one or two episodes.
We're on episode 44 right now.
Yeah.
Also live in the same house. Mm-hmm. He is my dad. So it's so much.
What?
Well, it's so much easier to be able to record an episode when you guys live like 15 minutes away.
Google Hangout, what we do.
That was one of the things, like when we started Howdy Radio, I was like, well, the next generation, I was like, well, you know, if it's me and Lane, then, you know, that is a lot easier than like trying to organize a bunch of friends to get together, like the Unknown Podcast or something. So that is why we've done as many
episodes. Now Mama has started her own podcast.
We're a podcasting family is what we are. Cool. I don't know why we got back into this crap.
Yeah, okay.
Enjoy WrestleMania weekend, everybody. Taggart, thanks for stopping by and being on the show.
All right. See you tomorrow.
See ya.